You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello, hello, New Jersey fans. It's great to be back with you all. Today we are going over our episode, season 6, episode 5, One Flew Over the Chicken's Nest. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and with me tonight...
Hi, everybody. Megan Stecker here.
We're really excited to go over this episode. There's lots to say, and it's great to be back again. So let's do it. We had to do our little pose if you're listening to us on iTunes. We just had to kind of roll in here and show ourselves off. It's only two of us tonight.
I just did my best housewives hair flip. I don't know.
I didn't notice. I just turned in. Oh, okay. You definitely outdid me. So good. Good.
It was like an amber hair flip.
Oh, really? Yeah, like it a lot. All right. So we picked right up with this party, which I have a lot of thoughts about because I miss coming here. And so there's lots to say about it. I think it was outrageous. And I really think that those twins attacked Amber out of nowhere. And I really didn't see where she came at them so viciously. Did I miss something? What did you think?
I thought that it was equally everyone's fault from last week. I thought it was equally everyone's fault because they both kind of were coming at each other a little too physically. Wow. So, you know, Amber did start. Amber smacked her hand away. But then to immediately yank Amber's hair and start the real cat fight like that, I thought kind of everybody was at fault. Melissa started it. You know, the girls got violent right away. It was not a good look.
See, I think Amber's naturally intense. So, if you got her coming at you and she's, you know, a tall girl, you know, someone that can kind of like intimidate you a little bit. Like, I'm not saying I'm going for her hair, but I just feel like she was just like, you know, came across a little bit more intense than the twins expected. And they were going into it too, wanting a fight. Remember when they drove up to the house and they wanted to call her out? So it's like they were going into it wanting it. I don't know if necessarily they were playing to the cameras. Maybe it was just the New Jersey Italian temper. But, you know, to go for all that hair pulling was ridiculous. And if someone's hand was in my face, it would be out of my face real quick. So, you know what? So I can relate to her in that sense. And I'm not mad at her.
So you think the twins were responsible?
Yes, I do.
I feel like it was everybody. But okay.
Really?
I beg to differ. You know?
That was my, from my corner of the room, what I saw. But maybe I'm wrong. And God knows we will hear more about it and why people did what they did and said what they said for the next few weeks.
Right.
We know that for sure. But the more interesting, I guess we can say, squabble in this season is Joe Gorga and then Jim. I really am intrigued by Jim. What do you think?
I think that Jim showed a really, really ugly side this week of himself. Maybe this is the true Jim. Maybe this is just Jim because he had never in his life been in a fight before and he didn't know how to react. He was very scared, so he was reacting with his worst possible self. But he was definitely a jerk to Joe. He was, you know, then he turned on the women. So, I mean, that was my biggest problem with it was, you know, man to man. We've seen plenty of fights in New Jersey between the men. But when he turned on the Dina, Melissa, and Teresa and just saying those horrible things to him or to them as far as, you know, does anybody here have an IQ over 12? And I'll talk to them how I want to talk to them. Like, really just a grade A jerk in my book.
See, I watched this back home with my father and he was in the room and he seemed to think that Jim had a good excuse for not wanting to hang out with them.
Yeah,
not
I
wanting
agree.
To be there because of his business. I was like, okay, I get that. And then when he said the whole line about how he would, like, put, you know, he'd prosecute them and, you know, he'd get the police officer there and, you know, his little one-on-one, like, his little discussion talking about how he would handle the situation, I was kind of like, liking him there a lot because I can relate to that. Like, I would never be one that would throw down with, like, you know, fisticuffs and all that because I don't think that that's very smart. I'd like to get someone really where it hurts, mm-hmm. you know, like if it was like financially or with like prosecuting them, something like that. Like, you know, I can get that side of things because you're more getting in their head and more playing with them long term than just like, you know, where Joe Gorga would just go, like, he'd rather just hit the floor. You know, that's how he fights.
Yeah.
So I'm more on Jim's side of how I would get to somebody. But Jim really did come across as a little bitch. And I agree yeah, that Dina
totally.
Called him out. I mean, maybe it was the way it was cut, but he just was kind of being very snotty and
I don't
gross.
Think it was the way it was cut because they had just so much footage of him just being a jerk. Like
yeah.
the things that came out of his mouth. Oh my God.
I thought it was hilarious how Joe and Teresa just sat this one out. They literally, like, threw their hands up and just sat in the kitchen and just kind of watched.
I know. It was crazy. They kind of had almost nothing to do with it.
Yeah. It was such
even
a
though,
role reversal.
Even though it was a little bit about them with Jim,
yeah,
they really had nothing to do with it. So
right. And to nobody's surprise, at least mine, Kathy was totally MIA through most of this. She was in some of the shots, but I still haven't heard her say a thing the whole season. I know she's not a housewife anymore, but, I mean, she is, like, I always thought she was useless, and now, like, she's, like, extra
yeah.
useless. I don't know. I mean, of course we like to see Rosie, but I'm not interested in seeing Kathy. I don't know why she was even invited to that.
I know. I feel bad they keep trying to throw her in there, and, like, they don't even give her, you know, they don't even cut a line in of anything
yeah,
she said.
No,
so.
I mean, she was, like, talking with Nicole, but that was where Nicole was doing her voiceover. Of, you know, recounting what was going on. So we didn't even hear Kathy say anything.
Right.
And that's her replacement. So it's funny. It's
yeah,
just strange.
It's a little sad to watch. But...
I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
Kathy's got her cannolis. I mean, don't feel bad yeah. for her.
One of my favorite lines of the night was how Nicole mentioned that all of this was going on with upstanding citizens of the community. Who was even at this place?
She was wearing fishnet stockings with her behind hanging out. If she was so worried about upstanding members of the community.
Who are they? Who was there?
Well, there were people there who were actual first responders who weren't just dressed up like it was Halloween and they thought that they were 18 years old.
Really?
But we really didn't get to see them.
No.
And I can't with her. I can't.
Upstanding citizens. I mean, you know, no disrespect against first responders, but I mean, you've got people in sexy nurse costumes. Melissa's got her two boobs out the whole time. I mean, it really looked like a really bad Halloween costume party.
It did.
I don't know why they had made that theme for the party. If I were to host an event at my house, it would be very classy. I wouldn't have people come in like bring your don't forget to bring your plastic firefighter hat. Like, it was really stupid. A stupid theme.
Oh, Grant. I know.
I can't. I read too closely into it. But Jim, you know, acting like a little bitch. I liked how Dina kind of handled him. Because,
oh,
you know, Dina has no patience for that.
She is my favorite this season. I just can't with all the words coming out of her mouth. I am obsessed with her.
Was Joe protecting himself against... No, actually, the way it was spun was... And my question for you is, was Joe protecting Teresa was Jim protecting Joe and Teresa?
No.
By being there, or just protecting his own behind?
No, yeah, that whole thing where he was kind of denying, they were trying to get him to admit that he was talking trash.
Yeah.
And he kept denying it. They're like, so Teresa is saying, and Dina are questioning him, well... Is that a bad thing? You mean like about Joe? Like, is that bad? You meant it in a bad way, or however they were wording it?
Yes.
And he's like, no. Like a chick that's like backed into a corner who's like trying to cover what she just said.
Right.
He was totally lying. And then he got mad. And Dina's totally right. She said he's coming at us like a chick. Like a bitch, like an angry woman. Like, that's exactly how he was coming at you, girls.
I enjoyed Dina this episode. I will say, I know I give her a hard time every
you
week.
You do, and she's my fave.
I enjoyed her. Mainly, I enjoy her one-on-ones.
That, yeah, it's just
but,
her.
I mean, like, you know, if you're going to bring it there, bring it on the show. But, you know.
Well, she did tonight.
I'll give her an honorable mention.
She did tonight.
Yeah, she did.
She said, shove it up his A, Amber. Yeah. Shove it up his butt. I'll say butt. Shove it up his butt. And then she said his douche baggery. Something about a whale's vagina. I don't know.
Did you catch this? All this is going on. And in the background, there's a portrait in the dining room of Bobby's house. A real poorly painted portrait of the firehouse, I guess, for cold snack.
I totally saw that. I watched the episode twice now. So when you were seeing it for the first time and you were like, oh, God, what is that painting? I just like, I thought the same thing when I saw it the first time around.
I wish it was a painting. Well, I think it's a mural on the wall.
Oh, my God, it's a mural.
Yeah.
Ew. Well,
why?
Okay.
As soon as you walk in the house, you see that and it's in the dining room?
In his defense, I want to say that, A, it's very New Jersey to have some kind of mural in your house. And B, I'm from Philadelphia. It's pretty close to New Jersey. I know a lot of people from New Jersey. So, B, he takes being a first responder really, really seriously. So I think he was trying to pay tribute to that. And I don't know. It's his thing. That's his hobby. That's part of his livelihood. Like, it's just his thing.
Right. I mean, I could see if it was one of the big housewife parties where they, like, painted the mural for the theme party. But, no, this is just in this guy's house. Like, we can go there today. What is it? August 11th, and it's going to be there. So it's just strange. I mean, I guess if you're, I'm into a lot of different things, but I wouldn't necessarily have it on the wall. But weird. I don't know. Just kind of, like, strange. But
not my taste.
It's like, I guess he's a bachelor, and that's his house, and he does what
he wants. Like, he's a bachelor, and maybe he doesn't know how to decorate, and maybe somebody told him that was a good idea. Or he thought it was a good idea.
I'm not hating. I'm just kind of giving it a little look. Like, okay, sure, whatever you want to do. And then Nicole at this party threatened Bobby about continuing his relationship with Amber and Jim. Do you think that she put him in an unfair position?
Looking at it from the outside, but if I were her, I would have said the same thing. Yeah. I would have been like, you are never to talk to these people again. Yeah. With the hand, the whole hand. I like how she was like, psh, psh, like, we're done with this.
Yeah.
You're not talking to them anymore. And he was not very nice to her either. He was like, don't psh, psh me anything. Yeah. So he wasn't really having it at the moment. But then we see what really happened with Amber and Jim.
Yeah, and we can cut to them right now. Amber and Jim, I kind of like them. To me, they're like just a real couple. They're not trying to be there to show up how much money they have or how much they can spend or trying. I feel like we're getting the real dynamic of them. Like, they're in their kitchen like folding clothes. You know, like where we've seen Teresa and Joe having to do all these ridiculous things in the past to show up their opulence and show up their lifestyle. But I just feel like they and their viewpoints of people on the show is very real.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they're just a real, genuine couple.
Yeah.
Do you think the same?
Yeah, there's not a lot of BS with them yet. Yeah. I mean, we have seen them both trying to back away from things they've said already. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're not full of BS, and there's not a lot of pomp and circumstance and silly fake things they're doing just to have a scene on camera. It's like, you know what? They were, like, loading the dishwasher and talking about the dogs farting and,
You know what it is? It's like, I feel like we look at things and we, like, roll our eyes and, like, oh, my God, he's such stupid idiot. And then, like, they'll come on and I feel like they feel the same way. Like, I almost feel like they're, like, that viewer, like, you know, like that, like the voice, for me anyway. Because I just feel that they're very real in their personalities. Like, they're not going to be snowed by someone, like, putting on, like, this over-the-top party and being ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I feel like they'll just call it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm, like, giving them too much credit.
I know, you really like them.
But I just feel like they're a chill couple.
I really don't.
Well, I feel like, you don't care for them.
I hate them.
I don't know, I just feel like Melissa and Joe have, like, a camera personality. And then they have, like, there's the real them that we don't really see, like, well, Melissa hated that house and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's, like, so the other side. But I feel like the other two, I feel like they're a little more real and genuine.
Yeah,
but I like that you don't like them. I like that there's a little shift and a rift here. Good.
I know. And you don't like my girl Dina. We're even.
Yeah, no, we're not. We are. So Bobby feels like he needs to be loyal to Jim. So he goes over there. You know, he doesn't want to throw away a 12-year friendship.
Yeah.
But there was something strange that went on there, and you had a little bit of an interaction. You were actually involved. Tell us.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So, after watching the scene where the friendship is breaking up, the 12-year friendship, where Bobby's saying, you know, he's been my best friend for 12 years, and Amber's like a sister to me, and we're just calling it a day, and I immediately tweeted, why did Amber and Jim just alienate themselves onto their own island? Now they're on their own island. It's the two of them alone. Mm-hmm. None of the girls like Amber. Everybody hates Jim. They just broke off their one ally. Gone. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And I said, why, in caps, on Twitter. Guess who retweeted me?
Who?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Legit Bobby. Actual Bobby. So, just saying, he must have agreed with me.
Yes, you were involved. I mean, he must have agreed. Yes.
I know. And he favorited my tweet.
Right. Whoop, whoop. Good. Well, maybe we can get Bobby to make an appearance. Bobby, tell us what
you
think.
Bobby, we love you. Where are you? Come down, see us.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know. Let us know what really happened in that kitchen, because it seemed to go by really quick. There was a disconnect.
I think they edited out some of the conversation, because I think that's why we both felt confused. Like, what happened?
It was confusing. It was very abrupt. It was like, okay, I'm going to go now. Well, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
And then they were like, a confessional was like, oh, it's so sad to let him go to see our friendship end. Well, wait, when did it really end? I mean, like, can't you just agree to disagree?
Right. Well, the thing that stuck out to me watching it for the second time tonight was Amber kind of like just jumping on him. She stood there with her arms crossed. She very politely offered him a drink. And then she stood there with her arms crossed and just jumped on him, which Melissa remarked later in the episode that it seems that Amber's like that, with like her dukes up all the time. Yeah.
She's a rough and ready chick.
So I noticed she did that with him. And she's like, Bobby, what you did? And I think we were both confused about like what Bobby did. But I did, in watching the episode tonight, I wrote down something I heard Bobby say was Jim grabbed his arm. This is before he got nasty with the girls, when he had just been outside with Joe getting in the mix.
Uh-huh.
He said to Bobby, if Reno ever talks to me like that again, and Bobby goes, I'm not in the middle. I'm not getting in the middle. So I think it was the fact that Bobby did not intervene in any way with any of the arguments and take anybody's side.
Uh-huh.
That they were like, how could you not take our side? We've been friends for 12 years.
Yeah.
Is what I think the part that we kind of were missing, that we were like, what happened?
It was a real low blow when Jim was like, oh yeah, you like make fun of her makeup. You like can't wait to get away from her. Like that's
that was
low.
Evil. Yeah. Do we think that that's really like that Bobby really says that about her? Or because he looked a little embarrassed and he was like, don't make things up and talk out of your butt or whatever he said.
I think there's some truth to that, but guys talk. I mean, you know, everyone gets irritated. Everyone has qualities that they're irritated by from somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, that could be in passing. However, to throw that in someone's face, which is probably like, you know, he probably was like, yeah, I want to go out and like, she has to put on all this makeup. She's a pain in the ass with it. Like, and it's not necessarily, you know, it doesn't mean you don't like the girl any less, you know, or, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't want to, like, you know, it's questioning, like, oh, do you love her? Do you even love her? Like, that was weird.
Well, I think they were so angry that Bobby was saying, like, well, I'm not breaking up with her over this, that they were like, we're done with you then. Bye. Because I think Amber really put her foot down in that situation and was like, if those girls are going to be around Bobby, I can't be around Bobby anymore.
Yeah.
And if Bobby doesn't apologize for not taking our side, then I'm done.
Yeah, she really wrote him off. Like, whether Jim liked it or not. I think, like, whether he liked it or not.
It seemed like she was in charge of that situation.
Yeah, who knows who's in charge? I think they're both real just tough Jersey people.
Well, I mean, we saw Amber jump down the throat of the girls right away at the party. Mm-hmm. We saw her right away with Bobby jumping down his throat.
Yeah, she wasted no time with Melissa, which we'll get to.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's her pattern.
Yeah. She's great for the show.
Yeah.
I think she's fitting in real well. I feel like at this point, like, I don't
We're
have
not
to, like,
fitting in.
Wow, what do you mean?
Meaning, like, was she and Jim are off on their own island now?
She's kind of on, she's excluded. But, yeah, no, I mean, I see her, like, in the opening, and then when she pops up, and I don't have to be like, oh, this is the new chick. You know, I feel like, okay, like, she's in now. You know,
she's
I feel like she's part of the mix. Yeah. When it comes to those twins, I think I still get confused on which one is which. And so I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, Nicole's the one that had the divorce. She's the one with Bobby. And then Teresa's the one with the son who maybe wants to work in the restaurant.
Right.
And speaking of that restaurant, actually, why we're here.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and I went to Angelo's. I took the Uber over there. I said, I need to do a little research. On assignment for AfterBuzz TV.
Dedication. I love this.
Well, I wanted to go to a good Italian restaurant. Right. And that one's supposed to be, like, amazing and all that.
So Gino fully owns this. This is their restaurant. Gino and Teresa, this is their restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one on Mulberry Street, the whole deal. And so I was like going on a Sunday night. I was like, there'll be no one there. It was a full house. And I actually walked in and I saw Vicki Gunvalson from Orange County Housewives.
Stop it.
And I told that story on The Real Housewives of Orange County previous episode for this week. And you can hear what I thought. I saw her. I didn't get to chat with her.
Yeah.
She was like eating. And then this guy was like introducing her to all the different tables. It was weird. But anyway, I tried. I kept getting up from the table and all that, trying to get in.
Okay.
But so I went to Angelo's and I did not feel welcomed at all in this restaurant. I'm going to give you my full honest review.
Okay.
So you know, I went to that back room and it was on the episode, I believe, 2 weeks ago where they all went to eat at Angelo's and all the different portraits were on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I sat next to this little, I Instagrammed it at Grant Michael R. Instagram and you can see it. And this little like baby kept looking over my shoulder. It was weird. So I sat, they put me in the corner and the waiter was very rude. He didn't offer me a wine list or anything. Maybe they thought I was underage, but...
Maybe.
I don't know. But I was like, okay. So I was kind of waiting and waiting. Nobody checked in on me. It was like the service was not very great because they were too busy checking all these other tables. I know, granted, they would probably pull in more money than me, but
right.
I was there on assignment. So then I called...
So now you have a bad review.
Well, I mean, the dinner was good, but I wasn't impressed by the service at all.
What'd you get?
I got like a chicken parmesan, but yeah, I mean, you know, I ate the whole thing. I was starving. Anyway, so like I called over one of the bus boys and I said, were you here while they were taping the New Jersey Housewives? Well, he had no clue what I was talking about. So useless. Useless. On to the next one.
I can't.
So the waiter, who was so cold to me, I said, let me see if I can get some information out of him. So I called the waiter over and I said, you know, have you been here while they were taping the shows? Oh, yeah, no, they were here, but he was trying to act so cool because they were here. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, well, how long were they here? Like, was it like how long was the taping? He's like, they've been in and out. It's always just been like a few hours. I was like, okay, thanks. And then he stepped away and then he stepped right back and he said, oh, you just missed them. The bunch of them were just here. But I surveyed the place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anybody besides Vicki Gunvalson.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know if he was referring to her.
Right.
She was still there, though, at the time when he said that. So I don't know. I was looking. I was really looking. Vicki did tweet a picture earlier that night with Reno, so he was there at some point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good dinner, but I didn't feel very welcome there, and I felt like I was, like, being rushed in and rushed out.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too pleased with it, but I went, I checked it out. It's a nice restaurant overall, and I felt like, you know, I get to sit in that back room, which was pretty cool. I didn't even ask for that, you know, and that was by default. So, yeah, I went by myself, but I wanted to see it. That was, like, my first night there, so I was like, get this. Let's do it.
You were, like, undercover.
Yeah, I was looking for information. I was trying to get some information on the taping.
I mean, I can't believe Vicki was there. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
How does her face look in real
life? I thought I could get one. Oh, she actually looks pretty good, I gotta say.
Oh, there you go.
But I was hoping to get some dirt out of those bus boys. You know, I knew the waiter
wouldn't
say anything.
So you could have slipped them like a 20.
They were totally disinterested, clueless and useless, but, you know, it was good. I mean, it was an interesting experience. And, you know, I'm glad I got to go, and I'm glad I got to tie into The Real Housewives, so... You know, unfortunately, nothing too crazy happened, but, you know, I got a good look.
Oh, my God. What if they were taping that day? That would have been awesome.
I know. I would have loved to see, like, one of them coming or going. And I told the waiter about our after show, and he had, of course, had no clue what I was talking about.
Ugh.
He needs to get with it and check out our show.
Why can't people just be fans of The Real Housewives and our after show?
I know. But after I told him that, he took me a little bit more seriously. But I think when I first walked in, he was, like, just, like, totally, like, fluffing me off, you know.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, one tap.
Yeah.
That's restaurant biz speak for a single person at one table.
Yeah, well, it was, but I was there on assignment. And I did. I still tipped very good, so he's got nothing to worry about.
You go.
You know? Okay, well, that was my experience over there. Oh, I just figured I'd share that. I thought of you while I was over there. I thought of our listeners.
You take this job so seriously that you went all the way to New York for us and did an undercover investigation.
Yeah, I was there. I was looking, trying to get dirt, but
You found a Real Housewife. That's pretty big.
Yeah, and it was a great story for the Real Housewives of Orange County after show. So, fantastic.
There you go.
All right, so that party, I think we can call that done. the twins thought that Amber would be more remorseful towards her, but I really don't think they gave her a chance at that party.
No.
To come after her for really. And I feel like almost in a way, Amber was not being very. All right, let me rephrase this. Amber was being gossipy in how she said that, but I don't feel like she was slamming them. I don't feel like she was like, yeah, Nicole, she's the biggest homewrecker there is. Like, everyone knows it. Like, she's just a homewrecking bitch. Like, I feel like she didn't go that far. Right. She kind of said what she was hearing, and she said that's what she's heard through the grapevine. But it also was definitely, like, kind of like an insider information, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for her to claim that, like, she had nothing to do with it and she wants Melissa to apologize is questionable to me. That's my opinion. I feel like she didn't do it in a real mean way, but it was in a slightly gossip way. What do you think? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, I think Amber should be a little more apologetic. I do. Because I think that she's kind of like, well, Melissa hasn't apologized. Well, Melissa hasn't apologized. And it's like, but you told Melissa the rumor. So I do think that Melissa needs to apologize as well for getting the whole thing stirred up. I do, but I mean, both of them need to just say, you know what, we gossiped, sorry, let's all call it a day,
exactly,
and get back to taping the Housewives, and we can all be in a room together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this one thing about these Housewives, we were just having this discussion with Orange County, is that these people really do not apologize for anything on these shows. And if, like, it's so petty, if they did, they could move on. And, like, I was kind of alarmed when Amber said, like, she does not want to see them. She doesn't ever want to run into them again. It's like, you just signed on to The Real Housewives, and you're on episode 5.
Yeah.
Like, good luck. But, I mean, we know it'll, like, work itself. And they're already meeting in the next episode, so it's, like, whatever. And I always look forward to the housewife trip, so I want to make sure everyone's there for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we covered in gossip last week that Teresa did not even go this year.
Wow.
I know. It was to Miami, and she didn't go. But we'll see how that fizzles out.
Oh, well, she's got a million excuses just to not go.
Yeah.
But that's too bad. I like when they're all there. Anyway, well, she seems like she's not going to be in the thick of things anyway. So the drama always unfolds on those trips. So maybe it won't be a huge loss. What did we think of the little relationship back and forth with Rosie and Joe? That was kind of a nice moment where she was like hoping for him.
I thought it was really sweet. I thought it was a good moment because there's so many times they're trying to throw in sweet moments with Joe this year.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was just a sweet, you know, Rosie's so genuine. So I just thought it was a good look for Joe, since they're doing a lot of that for him this year.
So the spa was weird. They kind of just talked about things. The Nightingale droppings was a little off. And then, you know, Dina talked about her date. Dina says that Melissa is very passive-aggressive. Now, that's kind of the first strike she sent out against Melissa on the show.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, supposedly they're on really good terms, but who knows where that arc will go.
Yeah.
Teresa gives Amber advice just to deal with Melissa and to talk with her and to kind of get where she's coming from. And so, Amber sets up this date, which is, you know, whatever. They go to this restaurant. But there's no pleasantries. Like, there's something deeper there. Melissa, they keep claiming that they were friends and they're rekindling their friendship, but they're really not.
No, I think maybe Melissa's coming from a place of, you know what, I'm the veteran now and you need to respect me. Kind of like she probably felt with
Teresa.
Yes. Oh, my God. Sorry. I was thinking, like, Teresa, which name do I need to say? I don't know. I was having a total mental breakdown there. So I think she's coming at it from a perspective of, like, I'm the veteran now. Yeah. And she was coming off looking squeaky clean from all those years that it looked like Teresa was attacking her.
Right.
So I think she's trying to play that on Amber. Mm-hmm. And Amber's kind of coming at it like, look, we were equals back in the day. And I think I know Amber thinks she's smarter than everyone because she's got the degree she's waving around in everyone's face. And I think that's where their tension is coming from. Mm-hmm. And it's playing out in little game of
that's
words.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
I enjoy that thought. Amber likes to throw in like a SAT word every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make herself seem very smart. And how she'll just, how tonight she's really choosing words, I think, before she even goes into a situation so that she looks good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like tonight she said, "You're a very tainted woman," to Melissa. Yeah. Like, get off it.
Yeah, that was really stupid.
You're tainted.
Even Melissa just rolled her eyes like, whatever.
Right.
But, all right, so what do we think? Do we think that, like, Amber's just being too tough on Melissa and bringing it all back to her? Because that's what I think. I think that she really needs to calm down.
Yeah.
And just have a conversation. And that's what Melissa was telling her to do. And she just wants to, like, keep, like, hammering Melissa about everything.
Well, I mean, it's...
She's got a problem with everybody.
Again, we saw Amber, like, freak out right away. It was like Melissa walked into the room and she just folded her arms and she was snippy and snappy and nasty to Melissa. I think Melissa turned the tables on her and was the same way back to her, which she deserved. I mean, the words they were saying to each other, like I wrote down, Amber said, "You're a liar and a troublemaker and a pot stirrer." And Melissa said, "I'm watching you and I don't trust you." Like, these two, I think, are trying to be that top dog.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's head into some predictions then, since that seems to be where we're going.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Right. So let's do some predictions slash, like, fill out some news, guys. There's some news out there, too. So let's predict. Towards the end of the season, you found out that somebody from A Blast from the Past is going to be making an appearance.
So we're going to be filming, as if I'm in part of the show. So they're going to film more scenes. Even though production is wrapped, they're going to film more scenes because especially they want to fill us in on Teresa's sentencing and all that.
Yep.
So apparently Jacqueline Larita is coming back for these extra scenes, and Dina is not okay with that because Dina has sworn off working with family, and she signed on for the show because there was going to be no more family on the show. So we don't think Dana's happy about that, but I'm excited. I mean, they have to be bringing Jacqueline back for a reason to stir something up, so this should be good.
Yeah, and supposedly she's coming back for the next season, so we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what do we predict is coming up for next week? I think that the sit-down with Nicole and Amber is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that they can kind of like move past that because I don't want to keep hearing about this little piece of gossip for like the next 6 weeks.
Right.
I want to see like things go in a different direction. But I think that because Amber said when she was promoting the show that really a lot of friendships had suffered this season. So I just think that it's like not going to, I think it's just going to be more ups and downs. And it's going to end on the outs.
Yeah.
I think unfortunately Amber's going to be in and out of the drama and it's just not going to end well.
Yeah, I think Amber's just not going to let anything go this season. And that's, she's the pot stirrer, just like we said.
And it looks like there'll be more moments with Joe, the great father, the great citizen.
Husband. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really playing to the cameras with that one, with those two. And can we point out that when they were at the spa, Teresa was getting the nightingale put on her head. She still has no forehead. She had no forehead. And with all this hair pulled back, I was just goofing on her, that girl. But I'm not going to hate on her when she's down. But I just get a kick out of her with that forehead. Somebody pointed that out once. I've never been able to not notice it.
I know. Because it looks like her hair slid forward on her forehead or something.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I think that'll do it for us. Where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
And I am on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find my latest installment of Grant's Rants, and I'm doing it with a very special guest, my grandmother, and we're discussing all the latest hot topics. Housewives is in there, so check it out. That'll do it for us. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.